Sackville's portion of the TransCanada Trail was the belle of the ball at last week's Tantramar Council meeting, with two public presentations asking Council to move ahead with plans that would see the trail developed or maintained in different ways. The Tantramar Pedway Group and Quad NB each put in requests to Tantramar Council, some of which were at cross purposes. First up at the mic was the Tantramar Pedway Group, represented by Christina DeHaas and Jeff McKinnon. The group has been working for 15 years on a plan to erect a pedestrian and bike-friendly connection across the TransCanada Highway, where it bisects the TransCanada Trail. Currently, the group has secured a private donation of $1 million to put towards the Pedway project and also has a commitment from Algonquin Bridge, a division of the AIL group, to build the project at cost, which was estimated at about $3 million a year ago. DeHaas says other funding possibilities are available, but there's a commitment needed from the town.
So we're here with the first motion to put forward is that Council will support the Pedway project. The way to move forward is for Council to direct staff to explore the capital funding opportunities that leverage this $1 million commitment that we currently have. This $1 million would count as the municipal contribution in a third coming from province, a third coming from federal.
This is not the first time there's been $1 million available for this project. DeHaas told Council that 15 years ago, Sackville lost out on $1 million in funding that ended up going to PEI's cycle trail infrastructure.
We can't lose this incredible donation a second time, and the window of opportunity is running out. The TransCanada Trail, the regional corporation, money through the Federal Infrastructure Fund could have it built without the municipality having to put in a cent.
DeHaas and the Pedway Group are asking the town to take over ownership of the Pedway project, including assigning staff to look into funding opportunities, committing to maintaining and insuring it, and also entering into a land use agreement with the Department of Natural Resources, who own the TransCanada Trail lands. DeHaas told Council that the TransCanada Trail organization was also interested in funding and maintaining the trail, but there is a caveat.
The TransCanada Trail is willing to try again by funding construction and longer-term maintenance if the trail remains non-motorized in perpetuity.
Technically, the trail is currently deemed non-motorized, but there is either a lack of maintenance or an excess of vandalism on the signage and gates that would let ATV drivers know it's off-limits. Pedway Group member Jeff McKinnon told Council that about 10 years ago, when NB Trails was taking care of the maintenance, the trail was truly non-motorized. Now the group is asking Tantramar to negotiate a land use agreement with the Department of Natural Resources and to take over responsibility for keeping the signs and gates in place.
There was very little there that Trails NB did. They said they did a few good things really well. They had some signage in place. They had some gates. And it was obvious that it was a non-motorized trail. Now you go out there and it's not obvious that it's a non-motorized trail. I do have friendly conversations with a lot of ATV drivers that I encounter on the trail, and they're just not aware that it's a non-motorized use trail because there are no signs and there are no gates. So some very low-cost options that can be implemented if a land use agreement is developed and Town of Tantramar takes over some of the maintenance of the trail that's fallen. Fallen out over the last few years.
Part of the Pedway Group's plan, such as the TransCanada Trail funding, is predicated on the trail remaining non-motorized in perpetuity. That request is where there is a potential conflict with another group who presented last week, Quad NB, whose local group is the Tantramar ATV Club. Quad NB President Jacques Ouellette requested Council write a letter of support for ATV access to the TransCanada Trail from Donald Harper Drive on towards Midgick, and offered to take on getting the funding to maintain it. He told councillors he wanted to twin the trail to allow for parallel ATV and pedestrian and cyclist use.
The difference is we're all asking for your support to make it a multi-use trail. We had the experience elsewhere in the province, and the way it works, with the letter of support, we can confirm the application through DNR, because it's owned by DNR. The way it works elsewhere in the province, when it becomes a multi-use trail, the local club is responsible for the maintenance and any costs related to the trail.
Ouellette says that Quad NB has built parallel multi-use trails in collaboration with the Canadian Peninsula Veloroute a massive network of 310 kilometers of paved bikeways connecting towns and tourist attractions on the Acadian Peninsula. But it's not just trails that Ouellet is hoping to share the road with. Quad NB also requested that Tantramar expand the access for ATVs to legally drive on the town's streets. The group already has permission to drive on parts of Wright Street and Mallard Drive in order to access gas stations and amenities at Exit 504. This new request would involve extending access into downtown Sackville and to the Gitpu gas station on Cherry Burton Road. The Sackville request is for access all the way down Main Street to Bridge and then up Bridge to Weldon. The Gitpu request involves access starting from King Street, heading across Buck Road to Lower Fairfield Road and onto Cherry Burton Road all the way to the 106. Ouellet says the first access granted in 2019 was a tester of sorts, and he feels it was a successful one.
When we were granted the access on the first streets here on Wright and those little streets there at the hotel, it was first of all, it was to prove the council or the municipality, the citizens, that it could work. And we've had the experience of it, and it works. So this is why we're coming back.
Allowing more street access for ATVs would mean amending the current Town of Sackville bylaw and getting approval from the Departments of Public Safety and Transportation and Infrastructure. Ouellet says he is ready to start the process if he gets the support of Tantramar Council.